The Daily Office Readings for Sunday
from Proper 14 after Pentecost.
Psalm 67. A Thanksgiving for a Good Harvest. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 21 through 31. In this section of the letter, Paul makes an appeal for true apostleship and contrasts himself to super apostles. There were some in Corinth, in Paul's absence, who had appointed themselves as super apostles. In their own estimation, they believed that they had the truth, and they were preaching a different gospel about another Jesus, and they were threatening to lead astray the Corinthians and the church. Paul adopts their own method of boasting to meet this menace, but he says he boasts in the Lord and not beyond limits. He says he indulges in a little foolishness, for he knows it is foolish to boast like the super apostles are. Perhaps it's even wrong, but he must accept the challenge of those who are teaching the wrong thing. Scholars say that this section of 2 Corinthians is probably written in irony. But whatever anyone dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I am talking like a madman. I am a far better one, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless floggings, and often near death. 5 times I have received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I received a stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. For a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, danger from my own people, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked, and besides other things, I am under daily pressure because of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is made to stumble? And I am not indignant. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, blessed be he forever, knows that I do not lie. In Damascus, the governor, under King Aretas, guarded the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. The wind and the sea are calmed. Jesus' authority is shown to extend to the world of natural forces. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. They woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of the Lord.